Hi there, this is Ethan with the Depo Provera Helpline. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Hi, my name is Danielle Coupon.
Hey there, Danielle. So my name is Ethan again. We are on a recorded line here. How are you at the moment?
I'm fine, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for asking. I do appreciate it. Now, were you just transferred over to me by a different representative?
Yes, I was.
Okay, perfect. I take it you were interested in seeing if you can participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit. That's correct.
Yes, I was.
Okay, let's get started then. I'll be your intake specialist, so I'll be the one who actually helps you sign up for your participation in the lawsuit. I will let you know ahead of time. I do apologize. Some of the questions may sound familiar or you might have already been asked, but it does need to be restated for the recorded line. In any case, it should only take about 10 minutes, so let's get started. Mrs. Danielle, do you have an attorney already that's helping you file a claim for this?
No, I don't.
Okay, can you confirm to me then, under penalty, that you haven't sought legal representation, you haven't signed any documents or sent out any packets of information for any attorneys for this lawsuit? Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. I never have.
Gotcha. And I take it you would be filing this claim for yourself, right?
Yes, for me, yep.
Okay. And are you currently a resident of the United States, Mrs. Danielle?
Excuse me, yes, I am.
Okay, and were you taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
And what was your injury or diagnosis after taking Depo Provera?
I have a hard time pronouncing it, but it's the brain tumor, meningioma, I think I'm
Meningioma? Yes, that's
pronouncing.
correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, you actually hit the nail on the head. Not many people know how to pronounce it properly when I ask them, so good on you, actually. That was
Yeah,
spot
me,
on.
yeah.
And in any case, where was that located in your body?
Oh, my brain.
Okay. And what was the date that you were diagnosed?
It was 2022, May the 11th.
Gotcha. May 11th, 2022. Additionally, I'm really sorry to hear that you had to go through that. How are you doing now?
I'm doing better.
Okay, that's good. Well, I'm really glad to hear that. Mrs. Danielle, what is your birthday?
My birthday is 10/25/93.
Okay, just want to confirm you said 10/25 of 1993, correct?
Yes.
In addition, do you happen to know anyone else, any friends or family, for example, that's also looking to get some help with this lawsuit?
Not that I know of, no.
Okay, yeah, not to worry. I always like to ask people just in case there's anyone else out there that we can help as well, but don't worry. Now, for your Depo Provera, were you receiving a pill or were you getting shots?
I was getting like you're talking about like as far as my treatment, right?
Oh, this is just in regards to the contraceptive.
Oh, the injections. Oh, okay,
Yes.
the
Okay,
injections.
gotcha. And was it the name brand labeled Depo Provera that you were taking?
Yes, Depo-Provera, by Pfizer.
Okay, gotcha. So just to confirm, it wasn't generic medroxyprogesterone or Depo SubQ, it was just Depo Provera.
Yeah, the brand is just says Depo-Provera injectable contraceptive by Pfizer.
Gotcha. And then I do believe you did already confirm that you used it for at least 1 year, correct?
Yes.
How many years were you using it for?
I used it for about 6 years.
Okay, gotcha. Can you also confirm to me that within a 1 year period, you had at least four injections?
You said in 1 year I had at least four injections? Yes.
Okay, and you were using it after January 1st, 1992?
Oh, yes, of course.
Gotcha. What was the date that you started using Depo Provera? It doesn't have to be exact, of course, but your best estimate.
In 2015,
Okay. Do
I
you
guess
remember the
you
month
can
or even the
say
time of year?
about March.
Okay. I can put March 01 of 2015, and you said you used it for about 6 years, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so it was around 2021 that you stopped using it?
Yes.
Gotcha. And do you remember what month or time of year you would have stopped using it in 2021 as well?
It was before my birthday, so I want to say maybe like September.
Okay, I'll just put September 01, 2021 as your best estimate. Can you confirm your gender for me for the sake of the recording, please, Danielle?
A female.
Okay, and then the other agent did send me your first and last name. I have that down as Danielle Cooper, and that's DANIELLE. Last name Cooper, COOPER.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and Mrs. Danielle, do you also have a middle name?
No, I don't have a middle name.
Okay, do you have a suffix as well? For example, are you a junior or senior?
No, I'm not. It's just Danielle Cooper.
Okay, perfect. And your social?
It is 175. I have to give you my social.
Yes, yeah, so the reason why we asked for your social is because that is tied to your medical records. Our attorney partners will be pulling that information on your behalf. I will let you know as well that all of our partners are monitored and regulated by the Bar Association. So if at any point there was ever any mishandling of your information, there would of course be penalties involved for us and they would lose their licenses as well. So I do assure you, we take your privacy very seriously.
Okay. It's 175-76-1092.
Okay, I just want to confirm that I got that done correctly. That's 175-76-1092.
No, is I'm sorry, 175-76-1092. Yeah, I'm sorry, yeah, 1092.
Okay, perfect. So as I said it, that's correct.
Yes, that is correct.
Gotcha. Okay. And then I have your email here as Danielle Cooper, spelled the same as your first and last name, 5436 at yahoo.com.
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. And your phone number is 404-952-8086.
Yep, that's correct.
And I would assume I'm calling you on your cell phone, or is this a home line?
No, this is my cell.
Okay, and Mrs. Danielle, what is your primary address?
So 9221 Blue, so BLUE,
Okay.
Grass, GRASS, Road, and that's in Philadelphia, PA. And my zip code is 19114.
Okay, perfect. I found it right here. Additionally, is there a unit or apartment number as well?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sorry. No, it's not an apartment.
Okay, gotcha. So just want to confirm then your full address would just be 9221 Bluegrass Road, and that's Philadelphia, PA 19114.
Yep, that's correct.
Okay, and now this is moving on again to your Depo-Provera shots. Was this being administered to you by a specific doctor? Was it just medical staff, or were you doing it yourself?
So a doctor prescribed it to me, Dr. Mark Heller.
You said Dr. Mark Eller?
Heller,
Mark.
HELLER.
Okay, and then first name Mark, Mark.
MARC.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect. And was that the same doctor that was administering it to you, or was it just various medical staff?
It would be different, but that's the doctor that prescribed it.
Okay, gotcha. So I would assume you went to like a clinic or hospital and whoever was on shift would give you your shot.
Yeah, so Family Medicine in Salem.
Okay, gotcha.
That's
Okay,
the
that makes sense. You said
doctor.
family medicine in Salem.
Yeah, in Ben Salem. Like in Ben Salem, PA.
Okay, gotcha. Let me see here. St. Mary Family Medicine. Is that the one on 3331 Street Road? Wait, sorry. Let me see if I can find it.
No, it's
3331 Street Road?
24. No, it's 2426 Bristol Pike.
Okay, you said
And that's
20.
Ben Salem, PA. 2426.
Okay, gotcha. I found it. 2426 Bristol Pike, Ben Salem, PA 19020.
Yep, that's correct. Yep, that's it.
Okay, perfect. Thanks for confirming with me. Now, how many times would you estimate that you were getting your injections for the Depo-Provera?
I
I know that
want to
might be a
say
little
like
bit hard to think
once
about.
every 3 months, maybe.
Okay, once every 3 months, and that was for 6 years, correct? Okay, so let me think. If I do math, six, that would be six times four, I believe, right? Yeah, six times four. So that would come out to 24. Does that sound like a good estimate to you?
I guess so, yeah. It's been kind of long, but yeah.
Yeah, don't worry. Again, most of these numbers don't have to be exact. I wouldn't expect you to know it, of course. It just needs to be just close enough to what you think is sounds correct. Okay, and then you did, of
Okay.
course, confirm to me that it was 2426 Bristol Pike at Family Medicine that you were getting your Depo-Provera shots, correct?
Right, yep.
Okay, perfect. I'll just go ahead and look up their address right here and then pull all that information. Oh, and I found Dr. Mark Heller as well. There he is. Okay. Perfect. And okay, so it was Mark Heller, and then at that time he was also based out of the same location as well.
Yes, Mark. Yeah, Mark.
Gotcha. So that's where you were received your prescription for sorry, I'm blanking. Your Depo-Provera as well.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thanks so much for double checking with me on that too. I'll just go ahead and pull all that information one more time. Additionally, were you having to get your Depo-Provera for a pharmacy and then bring it to him, or was it all provided there?
It was provided there.
Okay, perfect. Makes it easy for me to just pull all that information one more time then. Just copy and pasting. Love it. Super easy. Bada bing, bada boom. And okay. And for your method of diagnosis for your meningioma, were you receiving a CT scan, an MRI, or maybe even both?
So I got a brain MRI and a biopsy and a blood test.
Okay. You said, Brett, you had an MRI, you had a biopsy, and you had blood tests as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And what hospital or facility would this have been at?
This was at Pennsylvania Hospital.
Okay. And is that the one on 800 Spruce Street?
Yes, it is.
Okay, perfect. Thanks for double checking with me on that as well. And what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Dr. John Lee.
Okay, Dr. John Lee. I would assume that's John JOHN.
JOHN and
And
then
then
Lee,
last.
LEE.
Okay, perfect. Alrighty. Yep, I've actually found him right here. I'll go ahead and pull that information as well then. And I assume he was a neurologist.
Yeah, neurologist, yep.
Okay, gotcha. In addition, did before your diagnosis of meningioma, did you have any other previous cancer diagnosis as well?
No.
Okay, gotcha. Did you ever receive any kind of radiation treatment before your meningioma diagnosis as well?
No.
And what kind of treatments were you receiving for the meningioma itself?
It was steroids they had me on, active monitoring, and then I had brain surgery.
Gotcha. Okay, I see. Was it the same Mr. Lee or Dr. Lee, I mean, that was treating you as well?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. makes it easy to just copy and paste everything one more time. I'll go ahead and get that done real quick. Do you have any family history of meningioma as well?
No, I don't.
And were you hospitalized for the meningioma as well?
Yeah, so I was there for like about 3 days, I'm gonna say two to 3 days, and then I went to outpatient.
Okay, gotcha. 3 days. And I would assume that was around the time you were diagnosed, correct?
Yes.
Gotcha. So it would have been maybe like a few days after May 11th, or do you know the exact dates?
No, trying to think.
If you're not sure, that's perfectly fine. I always like to get as close as possible, but if you don't know, that's okay.
Yeah, I can't think of, it's the dates that's like messing me up because so much has happened in the last few years, so I can't really remember, but
Yeah, no, most
I
definitely.
know
I
I was
wouldn't
there
expect
for
you
like
to
a
remember.
2 or 3 days.
Yeah, if anything, I can just write down you were hospitalized for 3 days in May of 2022.
Okay.
Okay, now additionally, do you have any medical records or documentation that would show your meningioma diagnosis?
No, I can get it for you. I'm currently on vacation, so I can get it like once I return home.
Okay, yeah, no
But
worries.
I
I wouldn't
haven't,
expect, yeah, of course. If necessary, would you be able to provide these documents either by mail, electronically, or both?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, do you also have access to your MyChart login?
I gotta reset it. I do have it. I just don't. I gotta reset the password and everything on there.
Okay, perfect. Not to worry then. Now we're almost done here. Lastly, all I need to do is I just need to get an emergency contact from you. This is just someone that we can reach out to just in case something happens to you and we can't contact you for an extended period of time. Otherwise, we typically wouldn't ever reach out to them. Do you have someone that you want to use as an emergency contact?
Yeah, sure. You can put my sister.
Okay, and does she live with you or separately?
Oh no, she lives separate.
Okay, and what's her name?
Her name is Stephanie, Stephanie.
Okay.
And then her last name is Nixon, Nixon.
Okay, and her phone number?
It's 267-939-5056.
Okay, and you said she's your sister, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and do you know her email address and her primary address as well? If not, that's okay.
No, I don't know her email address.
Okay, yeah, don't worry about it. Usually most people don't, so it's not required. I can just put not applicable. And now we are almost done here. Lastly, all I'm going to do is I'm just going to read off a quick compliance checklist. This is just a list of brief items I'm going to use to verify that all the information we've discussed is correct and accurate. So I'll read off a few bullet points, and if anything sounds incorrect, I do invite you to interrupt me. Okay.
Okay.
Alrighty, give me just a second to find that paper, actually. I have too many items to look through. There it is. Okay, so we did, of course, confirm, Mrs. Danielle, that you do not have an attorney. You've never signed any documents or packets of information for anyone to help you with this lawsuit. You were diagnosed with meningioma after using Depo-Provera. You did use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year, and you also got at least 4 shots. You were using the name brand Depo-Provera from Pfizer, and you were receiving these shots after 1992.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to go ahead and start crafting some retaining documents for you to sign digitally, which should only take about a minute or so of your time. It's very easy to do. Before I do that, though, I'm actually going to make some drafts for myself so I can take a quick peek at them and just confirm that I got all your information correct. Basically, I'm just double checking to make sure I didn't make any mistakes, such as maybe a typo or punch in your number or something incorrectly. So that way I can make sure it gets done the first time and I don't have to bother you again later down the line. So give me just a second
Okay.
here. I'm going to pull up your documents on my end, and I'll also read off a few items of your personal information just so you can confirm them for me before I send this over to you. Okay, where are you? There you are, Mrs. Danielle Cooper. I'm going to zoom in on this as well because I need glasses. Okay, so I have you here. Yep, Mrs. Danielle Cooper. That's 9221 Bluegrass Road, Philadelphia, PA 19114. Alrighty, that looks good. Phone number 404-952-8086. And your email address, that's DanielleCooper5436@yahoo.com. Okay, perfect. I'm going to go ahead and click send on my end, and you should be receiving a text message momentarily. It'll say my name, which is Ethan, and it should contain a link to DocuSign. Once you do receive that, it's going to take you to DocuSign, of course, where you'll be able to sign digitally. You can either type it or you can also draw with your finger your signature. It should walk you through it pretty easily. All the boxes or areas where you need to sign will be highlighted in yellow.
Okay, I think I'm done.
Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and check here. I think I received you. Yes, I just got your documents back here on my end. Let me give this a quick once over. Alrighty, Danielle Cooper, Danielle Cooper. Okay, perfect. That looks good to me. Now, that's actually all I needed from you today, then, Daniel. Danielle, I do appreciate your time. I will let you know from here on out, you should be receiving a call from our attorney partners. That's going to be Ben Martin Law Group, of course. They should be reaching out to you sometime within the next, I want to say 7 to 14 days, somewhere within that time frame. They're just going to call you one more time just to make sure A, that they can get in contact with you, and B, they want to verify that your information is correct. It's very important that you look out for their call because then and only then can they actually get started working on your case. But as far as I'm aware, that should be the last thing you need to do in regards to the lawsuit, and they'll handle the rest.
Okay.
In any case, before you go, I'll also make sure I send you a text message. It's going to come from a 949 number, which is my personal office number. So if you give me just a moment, I just want to make sure you have my contact information. So that way, if you have any questions or concerns further down the line, you can always reach out to me via call or text, and I'll be happy to help you in any ways that I can.
Okay.
Okay, so give me just a second. I am not the fastest typer in the world, so do bear with me here. And okay, I just sent that over. I just want to make sure you get that.
Yeah, got it.
Okay, perfect. So you have my information. You know where to reach me. And again, like I mentioned, our attorney partners will be calling you again soon within the next 2 weeks or so. Usually a little bit less than that, but I would say give them about 2 weeks. Just depends on how busy they are. And then again, once you
Okay.
look out for that call. Once you are able to answer that, then they'll actually start working on the case for you.
Okay.
But yeah, in any case, Mrs. Danielle, did you have any other questions, concerns, or anything else you wanted help with today?
No, thank you. That was all.
Alrighty, then I do wish you all the best.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Of course, you take care.